I'll read first and brother will read in Chinese.
我们弟兄先读.
All the commandments which I command thee this day shall ye observe to do, that ye may live and multiply and go in and possess the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers.
我今日所吩咐的一切诫命，你们要谨守遵行，好叫你们存活，人数增多，且进去得耶和华向你们列祖起誓应许的那地。
And thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years in the wilderness, to humble thee and to prove thee, to know what was in thine heart, whether thou wouldst keep his commandments or no.
你也要纪念耶和华你的神在旷野引导你这40年，是要苦练你、试验你，要知道你心内如何，肯守他的诫命不肯。
And he humbled thee and suffered thee to hunger and fed thee with manna, which thou knewest not, neither did thy fathers know, that he might make thee know that man doth not live by bread only, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord doth man live.
他苦练你，任你饥饿，将你和你列祖所不认识的玛纳赐给你吃，使你知道人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠耶和华口里所出的一切话。
Thy raiment waxed not old upon thee, neither did thy foot swell these 40 years.
这40年，你的衣服没有穿破，你的脚也没有肿。
Thou shalt also consider in thine heart that as a man chasteneth his son, so the Lord thy God chasteneth thee.
你当心里思想，耶和华你神管教你，好像人管教儿子一样。
Six,
yes.
Therefore, thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God to walk in his ways and to fear him.
你要谨守耶和华你神的诫命，遵行他的道。 敬畏他。
For the Lord thy God bringeth thee into a good land, a land of brooks of water, of fountains and depths that spring out of valleys and hills.
因为耶和华你神领你进入美地，那地有河，有泉，有源，从山谷中流出水来。
A land of wheat and barley, and vines and fig trees and pomegranates, a land of olive and honey.
那地有小麦、大麦、葡萄树。 无花果树、石榴树、橄榄树和蜜。
A land wherein thou shalt eat bread without scarceness, thou shalt not lack anything in it, a land whose stones are iron, and out of whose hills thou mayest dig brass.
你在那地不缺食物，亦无所缺，那地的石头是铁，山内可以挖铜。
When thou hast eaten and art full, that thou shalt then thou shalt bless the Lord thy God for the good land which he hath given thee.
你吃得饱足，就要称颂耶和华你的神，因他将那美地赐给你了。
Beware that thou forget not the Lord thy God in not keeping his commandments and his judgments and his statutes which I command thee this day.
你要谨慎，免得忘记耶和华你的神，不守他的诫命、典章、律例，就是我今日所吩咐你的。
We shall also turn to the related passage in Luke's Gospel, chapter 4.
我们再来翻到与这个有关联的一节圣经，在路加福音第四章。
We'll read the first 4 verses.
前面的四节。
And Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness.
耶稣被圣灵充满，从约旦河回来。 圣灵将他引到旷野，40天受魔鬼的试探。
Being 40 days tempted of the devil, and in those days he did eat nothing, and when they were ended, he afterward hungered.
那些日子没有吃什么，日子满了，他就饿了。And
the devil said unto him, If thou be the Son of God, command this stone that it be made bread.
魔鬼对他说，你若是神的儿子，可以吩咐这块石头变成食物。
And Jesus answered him, saying, It is written, that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God.
耶稣回答说，经上记着说，人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。
May our loving Lord bless the reading of the portion and speak to our hearts.
愿我们爱的神来祝福刚才所读的章节。
As we know, Deuteronomy is the second giving of the law to the new generation who were born in the wilderness after the children of Israel were saved, redeemed from Egypt.
我们知道，生命记是当时给这些从埃及地出来之后出生的第二代人所写的诫命。
So Moses was giving the law, the word of God to them, to this new generation to prepare them to enter into Canaan, into their inheritance.
那摩西把这些话给这些新生的一代，来预备他们，让他们可以进入迦南美地。
And we know that the old generation who originally came out of Egypt, they all perished in the wilderness because of their disobedience and their rebellion.
我们知道从埃及出来的第一代，前面的一代，因为他们在神面前不顺服，所以都倒闭在旷野里面。
Therefore we see Moses, the man of God, is emphasizing the obedience to the word of God at this time.
所以我们看到摩西这位神人向这些新生的一代来重复地讲关于顺服的事情。
Paul the Apostle refers to the experiences of the history of the Israelites to warn us also that they are an example for us.
保罗也提到关于当初这一代的人怎样因为不顺服给我们立下的这个前面的榜样。
Shall we see that word in 1 Corinthians chapter 10?
我们来看在哥林多前书第十章。
We'll read verse 5 and 6 and then 11.
第五、第六跟第十一节。
But with many of them, God was not well pleased, for they were overthrown in the wilderness.
但他们中间多半是神不喜欢的人，所以在旷野倒闭。
Verse 6, now these were things were our examples to the intent that we should not lust after evil things as they also lusted.
这些事都是我们的见解，叫我们不要贪恋恶事，像他们那样贪恋的。
And then the other verses describe about their the way they departed from the Lord in their wilderness journey.
那后面也有个章节提到他们怎样在旷野里面离弃神。
So again, in verse 11, he's warning us.
所以在第十一节又在这里来警戒我们。
Now, all these things happened unto them for examples, and they are written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the world are come.
他们遭遇这些事都要作为鉴戒，并且写在经上，正是警戒我们这末世的人。So
we can see the eternal love of God to his people, that they should not perish in the wilderness, but they must go in and possess their spiritual inheritance.
那我们知道在神永远的爱里，他不愿意我们倒闭在旷野，而让我们一直去得那地为业。
That's the God's eternal purpose in redeeming them, to enable them to go and enjoy the inheritance in Canaan, which is the same thing, same thought for us also today, to enjoy our spiritual inheritance in Christ.
那就像神永远的旨意里面， 当时把这些人从救赎里面带出来，然后让他们进入迦南美地，享受那地的一切一样。今天在属灵里面，神对我们也是这样的心意。The
eternal life in Christ, when we speak of the eternal life in Christ, it does not just refer to the eternal security that we have in Him.
在基督里面的永生，并不是指到我们有这个永远的生命，but
refers to the spiritual blessings we have in Him to fully satisfy us.
而还代表在属灵里面所有一切的丰盛可以让他得满足的。That's
why from verses 7 to 10 we read in Deuteronomy chapter 8 about the beautiful description of this promised land, the land of Canaan.
所以在生命记第八章七节到十节里面就讲到在这地里面所有一切的美好的丰富。So
this is a figure of the reality of the blessings we have in the Lord Jesus Christ.
这只是 对我们在基督里面所得一切祝福的一个图画。So
with many of God's people today, this is the sad thing. They do not desire to enjoy the fullness of Christ, the spiritual blessings in Christ.
对神的儿女来讲，今天有一个非常悲哀的事，他们对在属灵里面的祝福非常的不在意。
That's why we see the warning is given. Paul says these are written for our examples upon whom the ends of the world have come.
所以保罗在哥林多前书讲以前所发生的事情是我们今天的见解。
And we read about God's long suffering, his patience with them, with his people in the wilderness.
所以我们读到神的恒久忍耐，怎么样在旷野里面一直一直来忍耐这些反抗的民。
In verse 2, he is reminding them, exhorting them to remember all the ways the Lord led them during the 40 years in the wilderness.
在第二节，他说，这些人你们要纪念耶和华你们的神，怎样在旷野里面这样来引导你们四十年。
So he says, thou shalt remember all the ways the Lord has led thee these 40 years.
他说要纪念神怎么样引导你这四十年。
And he's not only referring to the merciful, gracious dealings of the Lord in leading them and doing good to them.
不光是神在怜悯里面对他们所有的一切管教。
But he says, he refers to the humblings and provings through which the Lord led them.
而且提到试验他们，要知道他们心内如何。
So these humblings and provings are meant for making them realize the evil nature in them to make them depend upon the grace of God, moment by moment.
这些苦练，这些试验，要让他们知道里面这个邪恶的本性，而让他们继续的来依靠我们这位神。
And so that they may be obedient to His word.
所以他们可以对神的话来顺服。
So this is very true in our lives also today.
这对我们今天的生活是一样的。
At the start of our Christian life, after we are born again, we are very superficial. We think everything is okay with us.
在我们得救之后，经常我们的生活是非常的肤浅。
We know very little of the inward corruption, the evil nature that's in us.
我们并不知道里面多么的败坏。
But as we go on in our practical lives, we prove how corrupt we are and how hollow we are inside.
那在实际生活里面就证明了我们里面是多么的空虚，多么的混沌。
And we realize the need to depend upon the grace of God every moment.
这样我们才能认识到时刻我们都需要神的怜悯。
Then that makes us to grow in losing our self-confidence and to be dependent upon the grace of God, to know the preciousness of the grace of God.
所以这样我们就不会再对自己有自信，而是完全依靠神的恩典。
And thereby we increase in the knowledge, the knowing of the loving heart of God towards us.
这样我们就不光在知识里面长进，而且对神爱我们的心越来越清楚。
His patience and long suffering, so that we may not be losers in coming to the inheritance He has kept for us.
因着他的恒久忍耐，我们不会失去在属灵里面一切的产业。
So He's patiently bearing with our infirmities and being long-suffering with us.
他是怎样的来担待了我们这些罪，一直的来恒久忍耐。
And his loving the ministry of the Holy Spirit of God to us to correct us and to bring us back unto himself.
而且他借着圣灵一直的来更正我们，把我们一直不断的带回到他面前。
So the practical effect of all these dealings of the Lord is
所以当神这样来对付我们的时候，有一些非常实际的结果。
It imparts depth and mellowness of character in us.
就是把他那样的性情来制作在我们里面。
It delivers us from our crude notions that we have in the beginning of our Christian life.
就把我们在得救之后那种光景里面可以解救出来。
Our one-sidedness and wild extremes that we may have.
我们一切的所有的在神里面的一些异端呢，或者是其他不符合的事情。
Makes us tender and thoughtful towards others, so that we may be constructive in helping them.
那我们也彼此能够互相的忍耐，互相的有恩典。
Now these are the precious fruits of the wilderness humblings and provings through which the Lord leads us.
这就是我们在神的带领下面所有的谦卑里面所结出的果子。
In verses 5 and 6, we read how the Lord chastens us like a father chastens his children.
第五节、第六节提到神这样来管教我们，就像人管教儿子一样。
So the chastening love of God is to make us obedient to Him, to come back to His Word.
所以管教的爱也让我们一直的可以回到他面前来顺服。
So that we can come into the eternal blessings the Lord has kept for us.
那我们才能够进入他在永恒里面所给我们的祝福。
Now all these dealings of the Lord are meant for drawing us unto himself, to know his loving heart, to obey his word, and to follow him.
所有这些神里面的对付都让我们知道自己，而且知道神的爱，也让我们继续的来到他面前可以顺服。
Our main focus today is on verse 3. Here we see the emphasis on the word of God.
今天我们的重点也是神他心里所在乎的，就是第三节。
With that we may know that man doth not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord doth man live.
使你知道人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠耶和华口里所出的一切话。
Now the word of God is the revelation of God's grace and God's will.
啊，神的话就启示他自己的恩典跟他的旨意。
When it is received into our hearts by faith, entertained and obeyed,
当我们借着信心把它接受到心里来顺服的时候，
that becomes the food for our soul.
这就变成我们啊灵魂里面的食物。
The life that is supported by the word of God, that is the true life of man, not the life that is just supported by bread.
如果一个人的生命是靠着神的话来来供应的话，就不像一般的人只靠食物来得供应。
We see here he refers to manna which the Lord provided for them, which was not known to them what it was.
那这里也提到你们所不知道的、不认识的玛拿赐给你吃。
Now the Lord Jesus referred to it that it is the type of himself. The manna is the type of the Lord Jesus Christ.
那耶稣曾经提到这个玛拿就是他自己。
Now he became the bread of life for us.
他成为我们生命的粮。
And we see that in John's Gospel, chapter 6.
我们可以在约翰福音第六章看到。
John's Gospel, chapter 6.
约翰福音第六章。
And verse 48.
第四十八节。
I am the bread of life.
我就是生命的粮。
And then 51.
第五十一节。
I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I give for the life of the world.
我是从天上降下来生命的粮，人若吃这粮，就必永远活着。我所要赐的粮就是我的肉，为世人之生命所赐的。
And verse 57, please.
第五十七节。
As the living Father hath sent me, and I live by the Father, so he that eateth me, even he shall live by me.
永活的父怎样差我来，我又因父活着，照样吃我肉的人也要因我活着。
And verse 58, This is that bread which came down from heaven, not as your fathers did eat manna and are dead. He that eateth of this bread shall live forever.
第五十八节，这就是从天上降下来的粮，吃这粮的人就永远活着，不像你们的祖宗吃过玛拿还是死了。
So the Lord Jesus Christ, He is the Word which became flesh and dwelt among us. He is the Word which came down from heaven, and we feed upon Him.
所以主耶稣就是这天上的粮，他的肉是可吃的。
So if we feed upon him, we live. We shall live by him.
当我们这样来享用他的时候，我们就因着他活着。
In verse 57, we read the Lord said he lived by the Father.
在五十七节，我们读到他是靠着父活着。
That means by obeying the Father's word, by doing his will, he lived by the Father.
这就说到他是怎样的来顺服他的父。这样因着这个而活着。
That's how he says, then if we feed upon him, we will live by him and by obeying his word.
所以他说照样吃我肉的人也要因我活着，是因着顺从他的话。
Now to demonstrate this, we see as we read in Luke's Gospel chapter 4, the Lord Jesus quoted this verse when he confronted the adversary in the wilderness.
那把这件事显出来是当时他主耶稣面对魔鬼的时候，他回答魔鬼的问题用的就是这句话。
Now this demands our earnest attention.
这个让我们要付很大的注意力。
We see the Lord quoted this verse from Deuteronomy because the book of Deuteronomy reveals the real condition of Israel in the wilderness on that day.
主耶稣是引用《申命记》那里的那句话，因为《申命记》那里把神的子民心里面的光景完全显出来。
They utterly failed the Lord in doing His word, in obeying His word.
在顺服神、听神话的这件事上，当时这些人都失败了。
But in the book of Deuteronomy, there is the the path of obedience is open to everyone who wants to live by the word of God.
但是在生命记里面，这样的话还是给那些心里愿意来遵守的人。
So that's the duty and privilege of those who love the Lord, who want to live by His word and abide by His word.
所以对那些愿意来听神的话，来遵从神的话的人，他们有这样一个特权。
So the Lord, He is appearing here as the true Israel of God in the wilderness here.
所以主耶稣在这里所显现的就是那真以色列人。
And to meet the enemy by the simple authority of the word of God.
他来面对仇敌完全是用神话里面的权柄。
We need to ponder this very seriously.
我们需要在这件事上反复来思想。
We see the perfect man here, the true Israel in the wilderness.
我们在这里看到一个完全的人，一个真以色列人。
He is surrounded by the wild beasts, and he has fasted for 40 days, and then he is in the presence of the adversary of God.
他当时被这些野兽来围绕，而且40天他没有吃什么。
So he's in the presence of the adversary of God, man and Israel.
所以他在那里也在代表当时的以色列人。
And we must note that he is not like the first Adam who was surrounded by pleasant surroundings in the Garden of Eden.
他并不是像亚当那样，周围是被神所有预备好的丰富伊甸园里面所有的预备来围绕。
But he is in the desolation and desert.
他是在旷野里面。
And he stood there in loneliness and hunger.
他在那里是孤单的，而且是饥饿的。
So, for God and man, he was there in this wilderness condition.
所以为了神也为着人，他进入到这样一个环境里面。
Mainly to teach how man has to live, how to meet the enemy through the word of God.
他这样来教导我们，人应该怎么样活着，怎样来面对仇敌的攻击。
Now we see our Lord did not meet the adversary as God himself, though he was God himself.
我们在这里看到，虽然耶稣他是神本性的丰富，但是他并没有使用这些丰富。
That could not be an example to us.
这个可能也是我们的一个榜样。
But in every respect, as a man, he met the enemy.
但是他没有用他神的能力，他是用作为人来面对所有的一切。
In all circumstances of humanity, but without sin.
在所有的一切事上，他是谦卑有余，而且没有犯罪。
He was in weakness, in hunger.
他是在软弱里面，是在饥饿里面。
He was standing in the consequences of man's fall.
他在那里其实是为着我们人堕落的一个后果来承担。
And he completely triumphed over the enemy.
而且他完全的在仇敌上面来得胜。
This is full of comfort and strength and encouragement to us.
所以这对我们是何等的安慰，何等的鼓励呢？
Now, how did he triumph?
他怎么样得胜的呢？
This is the important question you and I have to consider.
这就是我们今天要思想的一个非常重要的问题。
How did the man, Christ Jesus, defeat Satan in the wilderness?
在主耶稣作为人来讲，他怎么样在旷野里面来得胜呢？
Simply by the word of God.
简单的靠着神的话。
Not as Almighty God he faced the enemy.
并不是作为全能的神来面对这个仇敌。
But as a humble, dependent man.
而是作为一个谦卑的，要依靠的一个人。
As a self-emptied and obedient man.
是一个虚己，一个顺服的人。
So he utterly confounded the terrible enemy of God and man.
所以他完全得胜仇敌，作为一个人。
With no other weapon except the word of God.
没有其他的武器，就是靠神的话。
He did not display his divine power there. The enemy could not stand before him if he displayed his power.
他在那里没有用他神圣的能力，如果他使用的话，仇敌完全不能抵挡。
But then that could not be a model for us.
但这样的话就不能成为我们的榜样了。
It was simply by the word of God in his mouth and in his heart that the man Christ Jesus, the Lord Jesus Christ, he defeated the enemy.
完全是靠着神口里所出的一切话，主耶稣借着他来得胜仇敌。
As the perfect man,
作为一个完全的人，
so he confounded the terrible enemy.
他就这样来打败仇敌。
And our Lord did not reason with the enemy with the facts about himself as to who he was.
主耶稣并不是说在仇敌面前来讲我是谁。
The enemy knows these facts very well.
其实仇敌知道这个事实。
He didn't say, I am the Son of God, the heavens were open, the Holy Spirit came, and the voice of the Father came.
主耶稣并没有说天都开了，天上的声音说这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
That could not be an example to us.
因为那也不能成为我们的一个榜样。
The one particular point that we have to lay hold on here.
有一个非常重要的一个重点，我们可以来抓住的。
So our great exemplar, when he met the enemy, did not use any other weapon except the same weapon which you and I have in our possession today.
就是主耶稣当日所用的武器，是我们今天都可以使用的。
That is the simple, precious, written word of God.
就是那简单的写在这里的神的话。
So in all the three instances,when he replied the enemy, the Lord was saying, "It is written, it is written."
在三次他被试探的时候，他都说经上这样讲。
He did not say, "I know, I think, I feel, or anything like that."
他并不是说我知道、我觉得、我感觉是这样。
He simply appeals to the written word of God.
他就在那里讲经上记着说。
Particularly from the book of Deuteronomy, which reveals the failure of man in obeying the word.
尤其在申命记里面。显示出人怎样在神的话上来失败。
But that is preeminently the book of a book for every obedient soul.
但这一本书却成为了每一个愿意顺服人的一个榜样。
So in the midst of their total hopelessness and ruin, the Lord is proving that man can live by bread, overcome by bread, by the word of God.
So, 所以在这个完全失望、完全绝望的时候。神给我们这句话就是说靠神口里所出的一切话。
So this is the great lesson for us all.
所以这是一个、非常伟大的一个可以学的功课。
It is as though the Lord Jesus Christ was saying this.、
这是我们的主耶稣所说的话。
Whether I am the son of God or not, that is not the question.
是不是他是神的儿子在当时都不成为问题。
But how man is to live.
但是人该怎样活着。
The answer is clearly in the scriptures.
所以这个、回答是非常清楚记在经上。
Irrespective of questions concerning me, man has the word of God says man shall live by the word of God.
因为这是神的话在这里讲，人活着乃是靠不单靠食物，是靠神口里所出的一切话。
Whoever I am, the scripture is the same.
对您对我来讲，经上所记的都是一样。
Man doth not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord.
人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。
And here we see it brings the soul into direct personal contact with God.
这就把我 through
His word, yes.
就借着他的话，把我们直接带到与主的一个、直接的交通里面。
So it makes the word of God absolutely essential for us in every area, in everything in our lives.
所以这就是主的话在我们的生活生命里面成为绝对。
We cannot do without the word of God.
我们不可能、离开他的话而生活。
As the natural life is sustained by the bread, even so the spiritual life is sustained by the word of God.
就像我们物质的生命需要食物，我们属灵的生命需要神的话。
So it's not merely going to the word for doctrines or for having our views and opinions confirmed.
所以并不是进到人中间把教训把我们里面的知识带给人。
But it is to sustain the life of the new man we have received in us.
而是这个被神所供应的新人在我们里面。
For authority and strength.
为着权柄，为着力量。
For our guidance and our comfort.
为着我们的引导，也为着我们的安慰。
For all the soul that the soul needs first to last in our Christian life.
所以愿意这成为我们属灵生活里面居首位的事情。
We note the force and value of the expression, every word. We cannot dispense even with a single word which has come from the mouth of the Lord.
所以我们完全是靠神口里所出的一切话。
So we want it all. We have to obey every word that has been given to us.
不光是其中的一句，我们愿意来遵从一切的话。
We cannot tell when an exigency or a crisis may arise in our lives.
我们并不知道生活里面的难处什么时候会临到我们。
For which the word of God has not already provided the remedy and answer.
但是神其实在每样事上已经早就预备了。
We may not have in that particular situation, we may not have noticed that particular portion before.
在那个环境里面，甚至有些话我们原来并不注意的。
But at the time of need,The Holy Spirit of God will bring before us that particular portion which is appropriate for our need.
但是在我们真正有需要的时候，圣灵会把那句话说在我们心里。
And we will discover the depth and the force and the beauty, the application of that word to our situation exactly.
我们就发现那句话对我们当时的环境是何等的长阔高深。
So every time we go to the Word of God, it is fresh and new, and it is there for our need, to meet our need.
在那个时候，神的话就因着我们的需要成为又真又活的。
So scripture is divine, so it is inexhaustible.
神的话是神圣的，而且是不可以被废去的。
Where God has made ample provision for all the needs of His people.
因为神是这样的来为他的子民来预备。
But we need to, we must read the word regularly and systematically every day.
但我们必须经常的、每天的来读神的话。
At least twice a day, although it may be better to read three times a day.
我觉得应该我们读两次，但是读三次当然更好。
We must study diligently, meditate upon it, dig deep into it.
我们必须来勤奋地读，而且来默想，让它在我们心的深处扎根。
Have it treasured in our hearts.
让它成为我们心里的一个珍宝。
By memorizing at least the key verses.
我们来试着记其中关键的一些章节。
But we know it needs time. We have to allocate time. There is no other way to be able to meditate and study the word.
我们知道，当我们这样来读、来默想的时候，一定需要时间，没有其他的路可以走，要花时间在神的话上。
Many people read randomly, just open the Bible and read whatever they see before them.
有的人就把圣经随便的打开，在他眼前是什么，他就读什么。
And some have a habit of putting their finger on a particular verse and reading.
有的人呢，甚至就是把他的手指随便指在那里，指在哪里就读哪里。
There was one person about whom it was said, one day he put his finger on a particular page and the verse.
有人就这样跟我讲，有一天他把他的手指就这么指在圣经上。
So he read, Judas went and hanged himself.
他读的是犹大就出去吊死在树上。
He said, this is not for me. So he turned the page, he put his finger on another verse.
然后他说，这句话不是给我，就翻过来再把手指指在一个地方。
And it said, go and do thou likewise.
那里面就说去做你要、要去做的吧。
And then he said, that's not for me. Let me see the other one.
他说这也不是给我，就又再来做一次。
And it read, what thou doest, do it quickly.
他说你要做的就快去做吧。
We cannot take the word of God lightly.
我们不能轻视神的话。
Many people quote the word to justify their action. What they are doing is right.
有的人是用神的话来成就自己所做的事。
For very conveniently they quote the word, taking it out of context.
有的时候他们用神的话是完全不管前后的背景。
We must know all the scripture reveals the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们必须读全部的经文来知道主耶稣。
And the Lord said, search the scriptures.They are they which testify of me.
主耶稣说、在经上来 search.
Can you see John's Gospel chapter 5?
对不起，是在约翰福音第五章。
Verse 39. John 5:39.
第五章第三十九节。Sorry.
John 5:39.
第五章第三十九节。
Search the scriptures.For in them is ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me.
你们查考圣经，或者说你们应当查考圣经，因你们以为内中有永生，给我做见证的就是这经。
So all the scriptures reveal the person, the work, and the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以，圣经就是来启示主耶稣他本人他的本性。
That's why we see to the disciples, the true disciples on the road to Emmaus.After the resurrection, the Lord Jesus Christ revealed himself through his word.
所以有两个门徒在主耶稣、被钉死之后去以马忤斯的路上。
He revealed himself through the law and the prophets. He said, the law and the prophets, they speak of me.
那主耶稣就对他们说，凡在经上所记的关乎我的一切都要应验。
And then we see the beautiful word that Jesus himself drew near and went with them when they were sad, when they were in confusion,After the resurrection.
所以当这些门徒在那里悲哀，在主耶稣被钉十字架之后，这样的疑惑的时候，主耶稣与他们一同来行走，来安慰他们。
So through his word, the Lord draws near to us. Through his word, we can experience his presence and know of him.
所以借着主的话，我们可以与他亲近，可以从他那里得力量。
And we must be like the Bereans we read about in Acts 17th chapter, how they searched the scriptures diligently.
那我们也需要像经上所记的来勤奋的来查考神的。
Please see Acts chapter 11, 17 and verse 11, please.
这是在使徒行传第十七章第十一节。
Acts 17:11.
十七章第十一节。
These were more noble than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness of mind and searched the scriptures daily, whether those things were so.
这地方的人贤于帖撒罗尼迦的人，甘心领受这道，天天查考圣经，要晓得这道是与不是。
So we see their readiness of mind to hear from the messengers, they received the word, and then they searched the scriptures.
所以我们看到这些人不光从神的使者领受这些话，而且他们自己来查考圣经。
We thank the Lord for every opportunity he gives us to hear his word through his servants, through his messengers.
没错，我们感谢神借着他的仆人一次一次的给我们机会来听神的话。
At the meetings, at the conferences, the Lord brings before us his wonderful word to reveal himself to us.
就是在主日的聚会，在夏令会，也把他这奇妙的话语来向我们启示。
But they must quicken us so that we may act like these Bereans to search the scriptures to know more of the Lord Jesus Christ.
但如果我们需要被坚立，需要顺服的话，自己我们也需要来查考。
So the Lord wants us not only to be hearers but doers of the word.
因为神不光让我们来做一个听道的人，也让我们来成为行道的人。
So there is not a single crisis in the church history or in the individual lives where God has not met the need of the person or the church through his word.
所以在个人在教会的历史上，虽然我们有许多的难处，但没有一次神的能力是不够我们使用的。
The Lord has provided the solution and answer for every situation, every need in our lives.
在我们每一个环境每一个需要里面神都供应。
Google search cannot provide all the answers for us.
这个谷歌的这个搜索并不能来满足我们的需要。
We have to be thoroughly equipped with the word of God.
我们需要被神的话来装备。
Not only to face the temptations of the devil and the allurements of the world.
并不是来只是装备面对仇敌的这些 引诱跟试探。
But to be positively furnished unto all good works in which God wants us to walk.
而且是为了要行一切的善。
And you see 2 Timothy chapter 3.
这是在提摩太后书第三节啊第三章。
2 Timothy chapter 3 verses 16 and 17 please.
提摩太后书第三章十六十七节。
All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works.
第十六节，圣经都是神所默示的，于教训、督责、使人归正、教导人学义，都是学义都是有益的，叫属神的人得以完全，预备行各样的善事。
And so the word of God equips us fully that we may walk in those good works the Lord has already ordained for us.
所以神的话语来装备我们，让我们走在神主他已经完成的这些工作里面。
And it is through the word of God that we are equipped.
这是借着神的话让我们得装备。
And we should also pay further attention to the word out of the mouth of the Lord.
那我们也需要来注意就是从神口里所出的一切话。
This is very precious.
因为这是非常宝贵。
It brings the Lord very close to us.
这把主带到我离我们非常亲近的地方。
It gives us the reality of feeding upon his word proceeding from his mouth.
这让我们在他的话里面从他口里所出的一切话里面来享用。
And that becomes very essential, absolutely essential for us and indispensable in our lives.
所以这成为我们生命的基本，也是不能被废掉的。
So this passage teaches us that man's true position and his proper attitude depends upon his obedience to the word of God.
那这里也告诉我们，人在神面前的地位，完全是根据我们对他是不是有顺服。
His safety and strength, blessing and rest.Depends upon the word of God.
我们的平安，我们的力量，我们的所有的一切，都是关乎我们是不是来顺服神的话。
So we have to habitually depend upon the word of God, so that we can enjoy these blessings.
我们需要在顺服这件事上成为我们的一个 生命的习惯，这样的话我们就能够享受神一切属灵的祝福。
This is the life of faith we are called to live.
这就是一个信的生活，是我们被呼召来进入的一个生活。
This is the life of obedience. This is the life of dependence.
这就是一个顺服的生活，一个依靠的生活。
And that's the life which Jesus lived perfectly.
这就是为什么耶稣他的生活是如此的完全。
Our blessed Lord, he never moved a step orutter a word or do anything without the authority of the word of God.
神的话如果能够成就的话，都是在他的权柄，话的权柄里面。
No doubt he could have turned the stone into bread, but he did not have a command to do that.
虽然主耶稣可以让吩咐石头变成饼，但是他当时没有这样的命令去做。
So there was no motive to do that.
所以他也没有在这个动机里面去做。
Therefore, the Satan's temptations were powerless.
因着这个，撒旦他的引诱完全成功。
Satan can do nothing with a man who will only act on the authority of the word of God.
对于一个只在神的命令下面才行动的人，撒旦完全没有权势。
And also, we must note that our Lord does not quote the scripture just to silence the enemy.
那我们也知道，主耶稣并不是来引用圣经来让仇敌闭口，
but as authority for his position and for his conduct.
他是用这个权柄，并不是为了自己的地位，为了自己的所有的需要。
This is where we often fail.
这就是我们经常失败的地方。
We quote the scripture just to get victory over the enemy.
有的时候我们来引用圣经是为了在仇敌面前得胜，
rather than for power and authority in our souls.
并不是为了让神的能力跟神的权柄在我们身上起作用。
That's why the word loses its power in our hearts.
因为这个神的话在我们心里就成了没有能力的话。
So we have to use the word as a hungry man uses bread.
所以我们应该像一个在身体上需要食物的人一样，这样来饥渴需要神的话。
Not as a scientist analyzing the food.
并不像一个科学家来分析这个食物的组成。
We have to move, act, and think according to the word of God on the authority of the word of God.
我们的思想行为应该是完全来根据神的话。
So as we prove the word of God in this way, we can enjoy the word. It becomes more and more precious to us in our lives.
当我们这样来行的话，那就会更加的来享用神的话，而且神的话就越来越成为我们里面的宝贵。
So for a true Christian, the word of God is indispensable.
所以对着一个真基督徒来讲，神的话是这样的宝贵。
His hidden life is fed and sustained by it.
他里面的生命，这个隐藏的生命，完全是靠神的话来支持。
His practical life is guided and controlled by it.
他自己的生命也被神的话来引导，来指引。
In personal life, in family life, in business life, he is cast upon the word of God for guidance and for counsel.
不管是在个人的家庭工作里面，他时刻都来寻找神的话做自己的指引。
We'd like to see the testimony of the psalmist in Psalm 119.
我们来看在诗篇里面第119首有一个榜样。
Psalm 119 verses 97 to 100 verses 97 to 100 please.
在诗篇119首从97节开始，
especially for the young brothers and sisters, it's a very beautiful, encouraging word.
尤其是对年轻人来讲，这是非常让我们得激励的神的话。
I'll read first from 97 to 100.
我们来读从97到100节。
Oh, how I love thy law! It is my meditation all the day. Thou through thy commandment hast made me wiser than mine enemies, for they are ever with me.I have more understanding than all my teachers, for thy testimonies are my meditation. I understand more than the ancients, because I keep thy precepts.
Yes. 我何等爱慕你的律法，终日不住的思想。你的命令常存在我心里，使我比仇敌有智慧。你比我的师父更通达，因我思想你的法度。我比年老的更明白，因我守了你的训词。
We see here,there are people who have proved this in their lives, who have excelled in their lives, in their professions, because they gave the first place to the Word of God in obeying the Word of God.
我们看到真的有一些人，他 他们在生命里面来证实了神的话，而且让神的话成为他们的指引，在他们的生活里面也做了美好的见证。
The word of God makes us wiser than the enemies.
因为神使我们比仇敌更有智慧。
Uses more understanding than the teachers themselves.
甚至比我们的师父更通达。
We understand more than the ancients.
我们甚至比年老的更明白。
So that is the wonderful provision the Lord has made, especially the young, in the time of youth, we can follow this word and we can prove this in our lives.
所以对年轻人这是奇妙的一个预备，因为在我们的生命里面我们可以来证实神的话是多真实。
The word of God never fails, anyone who puts their confidence in it and who have faith in the word of God.
如果有人把自己的信心摆在神里的话，这人神不会让他失败。
So we can trust the word of God without any shadow of doubt that the Lord is going to reward us.
所以愿意在我们心里也没有这些怀疑的影儿，让我们这样来完全的信靠神的话。
So we can go to it for any need, for any at any time.
我们可以在随时在任何的情况下面来信靠神的话。
In time of sorrow, we have a wonderful, comforting, soothing words which no human words can give us.
在我们悲伤的时候，没有人的话可以安慰，但神的话可以安慰我们。
So when we are discouraged and faint-hearted, the word of God, the promises stir us up and give us encouragement.
那当我们失望的时候，也没有人的话可以帮助我们，但是神的话可以让我们重新得力量。
When we are pressed by financial needs and the poverty, the word of God will lead to, the Spirit of God will lead to some golden promise in His word, which we can claim from Him.
当我们在财务上遇到困难的时候，神的话也像那个金子一样带着应许来赐给我们。
The possessor of heaven and earth, he has promised to meet our needs through the riches of his glory in Christ Jesus.
因着他是创造天地的主，所以他可以借着荣耀的耶稣把一切供应给我们。
So when we are perplexed by conflicting views of men in doctrinal or other issues, in our lives,
甚至我们在教导上面有疑惑，听到这样那样不符合神的教导的时候。
The scripture will pour a flood of light, by spirit upon our heart, our conscience.
神也可以借着他的话，让他的光像这个水一样，可以打开我们的心。
He'll set us at perfect rest, answering all our questions, removing all the doubts.
他也可以在各样的事上让我们有完美的找到完美的答案。没有任何的疑惑。
It will lead us to know the mind of God and put us at rest.
这会引领我们来了解神他自己的旨意。
So by the divine authority of the scripture, our hearts are put to rest and it delivers us from man's opinions and man's conflicts.
所以借着神圣的话里面的能力，我们可以从人的意见、人的这些争议里面可以出来。
That's why the word of God says in Psalm 119, verse 165,Great peace have they which love thy law. Nothing shall offend them. Nothing shall make them stumble.
所以在诗篇119篇165节那里也提到，爱你律法的人大有平安，什么都不能使他们绊脚。
So what a precious treasure we have in our hands given by the Lord.
所以在我们手中有何等宝贵神的应许。
How we should praise and thank the Lord for this precious treasure given to our hands.
我们该怎样的来赞美神所赐给我们他宝贵的话语呢？
So we have to pray the Lord himself may lead us to the full understanding of this verse. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of the Lord.
所以我们应该如此祷告，就是让这句话成为实际。这句话就是人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。
So we may go into the depth and the fullness and the richness and the power of these words in our lives.
所以我们可以进到神话里面那个丰富深度，而且可以来体会他神里面所有一切的能力。
These words in Deuteronomy 8:3 may become a reality and we may come into the fullness, full understanding and the blessing of this word.
所以生命记第八章第三节可以成为我们的实际，让我们完全的进入，而且明白，而且可以经历。
And let this be our prayer and seek the Lord to obey Him so that we may come into the fullness of the blessings we have in the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以愿意我们一起来祷告，我们来寻求神的话语，而且我们顺服神的话语。
And the Lord Jesus Christ Himself is our model, He's our example, how we can overcome the enemy, how we can live by the word of God.
主耶稣就是我们的榜样，怎样来得胜仇敌，怎样来靠着神的话生活。
May the Lord continue to speak to us.
愿神继续来对我们说话。
Shall we pray?
让我们一起来祷告。
Our dear loving Heavenly Father,
我们亲爱的天父,
in the blessed and the highly exalted name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we thank Thee for Thy presence with us.
我们颂赞至高主耶稣的名，在您的同在里面，我们感谢您。
Thank Thee for Thy precious word brought to our attention to speak to our hearts and to bless us.
愿意您宝贵的话语来引起我们心里的注目，而且能够让我们来寻求的时候来祝福我们。
We thank Thee for this precious treasure given in our hands, Thy words which have proceeded from Your mouth.
何等珍贵的财宝，您放在我们手里，就是您口里所出的一切话。
Forgive us, Lord, where we have taken lightly Thy word.
主啊，有的时候我们轻看您的话语。
Lord, it may have a deep work in me, in us, in the days to come.
主啊，愿意您为着要来的日子，在我在所有人的心里来做更深的工作。
That we may experience the fullness, the power, and the depth of this verse, the man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word which proceeds out of the mouth of the Lord.
所以我们可以来领会人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠着神口里所出的一切话。这句话里面它的深意、它的丰富，跟它里面所带着的能力。
What could not be explained, Lord, by Thy Holy Spirit, Thou mayest continue to speak to us.
主啊，虽然人不能再解释什么，但是求您圣灵继续在我们心里做工。
Bless us all.
求您祝福我们。
We pray with thanksgiving in the precious name of our dear Lord and Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ.
如此的感谢是奉我们最宝贵的救主耶稣基督的名。
Amen. Amen.